Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine-Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Unlucky Investor's Guide to Options Trading by Julia Spina is a practical, risk-aware introduction to using options in real-world investing. It is positioned for people who have tried to invest and felt punished by bad timing, confusing jargon, or volatile markets, and it focuses on building repeatable decision processes rather than chasing wins. The book frames options as tools that can serve different goals, protecting a portfolio, generating income, or expressing a directional view with defined risk. Instead of presenting options as a shortcut to quick wealth, it emphasizes understanding core mechanics such as contract terms, pricing drivers, and the trade-offs embedded in each strategy. Readers can expect a guide that connects concepts to implementation, including how to select underlyings, choose expirations and strikes, and plan exits. Overall, it aims to make options approachable while keeping the spotlight on discipline, position sizing, and avoiding the common mistakes that turn curious beginners into unlucky investors. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, options fundamentals that reduce confusion and costly errors. A major theme in beginner options education is turning unfamiliar vocabulary into usable understanding. The book focuses on the building blocks that determine what an option is and what you actually own when you trade one. That includes the contract structure, key terms like strike price and expiration, and the practical difference between calls and puts. It also highlights why options behave differently from stocks. You are trading time, volatility, and probability as much as direction. Understanding moneyness and assignment risk become central because many early losses come from not realizing how obligations work when selling options or holding positions into expiration. Another key foundation is reading an options chain and translating it into a decision, not just a list of numbers. The reader is guided to connect premiums to the market's expectations and to recognize that an option price is not arbitrary. By grounding the basics in how trades are executed and settled, the book encourages readers to avoid mistakes like oversizing positions, confusing buying versus selling risk profiles, or ignoring liquidity and bid-ask spreads. This foundational clarity sets up everything else, because without it, even simple strategies can be misapplied and feel like gambling. Secondly, using options for protection and defined risk positioning, many investors come to options after experiencing sharp drawdowns or feeling exposed during market shocks. The book treats protection as a primary, realistic use case rather than an advanced niche. It explains how puts can function as insurance, why that insurance has a cost, and how to think about that cost in relation to portfolio risk. Protective puts, collars, and other hedging structures are presented as choices that trade upside for stability, with an emphasis on planning the hedge before fear takes over. The reader is encouraged to match the hedge to the specific risk they face, a concentrated stock position, a broad market exposure, or an earnings-driven volatility event. It also addresses the concept of defined risk trades, which appeal to people who dislike unlimited downside. Buying options has capped loss but introduces time decay, so the book emphasizes that defined risk does not mean low risk. It means clearly bounded loss if the plan is followed. By connecting protection strategies to portfolio objectives, the book helps readers evaluate whether they are hedging intelligently or simply reacting emotionally. This topic reinforces that options can reduce the feeling of being unlucky by converting uncertain outcomes into structured, pre-planned ranges. Thirdly, income-oriented strategies and the responsibilities of selling options. Options income strategies often attract investors who want steadier returns, but they also carry unique obligations and risk. The book highlights the difference between collecting premium and earning profit, stressing that premium selling is not free money and can backfire if the underlying moves sharply. Covered calls are positioned as a foundational approach because they link option selling to owning the stock, thereby limiting certain risks while still requiring acceptance of capped upside. Cash-secured puts are typically framed as a way to potentially buy shares at a lower effective price while getting paid for taking that commitment. The reader is guided to think in terms of scenarios: what happens if the stock rallies, drifts, or drops, and how those outcomes map to assignment and position management. The explanation emphasizes the importance of picking suitable underlyings, avoiding thinly traded contracts, and respecting event risk such as earnings. It also pushes discipline around strike selection and expiration choice, since chasing higher premium can increase exposure to unfavorable outcomes. By treating option selling as taking on responsibility rather than harvesting yield, the book helps readers build income plans that are consistent with their risk tolerance and capital constraints. Fourthly, trade planning with the Greeks, volatility, and probability thinking, a consistent differentiator in option success, is turning market uncertainty into measured decisions. The book emphasizes practical use of the Greeks as a way to anticipate how a position might change when price, time, or volatility shifts. Delta is treated as directional exposure and a rough probability guide, while theta clarifies the cost of waiting when buying options and the benefit, with limits, when selling them. Vega connects strategies to implied volatility, reinforcing that buying options when volatility is expensive can stack the odds against you and that selling volatility without understanding tail risk can be dangerous. Rather than turning the Greeks into pure math, the book encourages readers to use them for trade selection, position sizing, and timing. It also frames implied volatility and volatility rank concepts as tools for context, helping readers decide whether to favor premium buying or premium selling in a given environment. Probability thinking appears through ideas like break-even points, expected ranges, and scenario analysis, allowing readers to evaluate trades before entering. This topic supports a shift from outcomes based on hope to outcomes based on prepared responses, which is the opposite of the unlucky, reactive trading style the title warns against. Lastly, risk management, execution discipline, and avoiding common beginner traps. The book emphasizes that most long-term damage in options comes from poor process, not a single bad trade. Risk management is treated as a set of habits, limiting position size, diversifying exposures, and setting rules for maximum loss that are enforced consistently. It discusses why leverage is tempting in options and why it can amplify mistakes, especially when traders average down, hold losers too long, or treat a small premium as a small risk. Execution details matter as well, including using limit orders, accounting for spreads, and selecting liquid contracts to reduce slippage. The reader is encouraged to plan entries and exits, define profit targets or rolling criteria, and understand the implications of holding through expiration. The book also addresses psychological traps, overtrading, revenge trading, and confusing activity with progress. Another recurring trap is complexity for its own sake, where beginners jump to multi-leg strategies without mastering the payoff logic. By focusing on simple, repeatable structures and a documented trading plan, the book helps readers reduce randomness and improve decision quality. The overall message is that luck is often a label for unmanaged risk, and disciplined systems can replace it with controllable, measurable behavior. In conclusion, this book is best suited for beginners and early intermediate investors who want to use options without turning their accounts into a high-stress casino. It will also benefit stock investors who are comfortable with basic portfolio concepts but need a structured path to hedging and income generation. The practical value comes from reframing options as tools for planning, defining maximum loss, clarifying what must happen for a trade to work, and preparing responses to common market moves. Those habits can improve a reader's investing life beyond options because they encourage clearer goals, better sizing, and more realistic expectations. Compared with many options, books that focus on flashy strategies or purely theoretical discussions, this guide's advantage is its emphasis on process and risk awareness, which is what most self-taught traders lack. It helps readers avoid the expensive beginner phase where misunderstandings about assignment, volatility, and time decay create avoidable losses. For buyers comparing similar titles, this one is worth purchasing if you want an approachable explanation that still respects the complexity of options and prioritizes decision discipline. It aims to replace the feeling of being unlucky with a repeatable framework for trading responsibly. If you would like to support Julia Spina, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.